At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Waterfowl Wednesday, episode number 3. I'm Canyon Clark here with Tyler Kiefer. We did a couple of these back earlier, I guess end of last year. They were December, probably. I don't know if we've done one in January yet.
No.
But we were going to try to do one every other week, but stuff gets in the way and you get busy. So that's also why this one's coming out Wednesday night, if I get it posted tonight or tomorrow, either way. But we're going to talk a little bit about just, I mean, an absolute banger hunt that we had together. We're going to talk about the season in general because it's wrapping up here in the next week and a half or so for us in South Zone, Illinois. But and then we'll kind of, I guess, decide what we're going to do for moving forward with the podcast. So I'm sure we'll hopefully maybe have another one before the end of the year where we can really put a bow on it. Just depends on if we can both get in here or not. But
kids.
Yes. Yes. And functions and all kinds of stuff. But I actually, the hunt that we went on is the one, that's the only one I've been on so far this year. Well, you were talking about going Sunday, and yeah, I can't go.
Definitely an experience.
That was, yeah. So we looked at the survey down there, and what did it say? Like the last one was like 3 weeks before that, and they had like 5,000 ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a place in central Missouri last week that had 250,000, and like 90% of them were mallards.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Just one time.
Right? Yeah, so we went down there, and we joked that they didn't put the survey out any more recently than 3 weeks because they probably had like 100 ducks on the whole place because we saw four all morning.
Yes.
So we were
Our drive was there and back was longer than we hunted.
Oh, yeah. What did we have for 2 hours?
Yeah.
And we saw four ducks. Like, we didn't just have four come in. It wasn't like we saw four flying low. Like, we saw four ducks.
It was like ducks, they were here, and then they were gone. That was it.
Yeah, like high-flying, zooming, not had any interest in landing where we were at. We didn't hear that many shots. But that was kind of the story of the season, especially back in December.
Yeah.
Like, I think this cold front now, it maybe has pushed some, but it's super late.
Yeah, it's just the way the weather happened this year. I mean, we had no rain.
Nope.
It was, you wear shorts in December.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that makes it tough. And we talked about that happening before, like in different years and stuff, when you just don't get the weather to push the birds down.
Yeah.
And like, if it doesn't get cold up north soon enough, then we're not going to have them.
No, not at all. Not at all. I had really high hopes this year, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I always go in, I'm a very optimistic person.
you have to be when it comes to duck hunting.
Dang it, do my dreams get smashed a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. That even over there at the pits in Missouri, like, guys getting skunked every week. Like, blinds that are pits that have got no ducks. And, like, a good day this year seems like it's been 5 or 10 ducks between 4 or 5 guys, you know.
I wish I had that this year.
Yeah, no doubt. You'd take 4, right?
I don't think I even killed 4 at a time.
Yeah. I know Blake got in a couple good hunts, but I ain't seen too many guys that have had good hunts this year.
Yeah, I took off 11 days during December, middle of December, and there was no wind. I mean, 40, 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I mean, we hadn't had any rain, nothing. And I maybe killed 3 ducks.
Yeah.
And
in those 11 days.
Usually in December, we're killing our mallards.
Right.
And then towards the end of the season, we're going out and, you know, trying to shoot some divers, things like that. That's my favorite. Shooting them divers, man, that is so much fun. In my opinion, of course. But
yeah. Where we went, usually by middle of December, it's pretty good. That's about the best it's going to be at that place. The other one down there,
that was definitely my first time going there, and it was a cool place. All the cypress trees. I thought that was neat. Yeah. You usually don't see that a lot in Illinois.
Right. That place gets good about middle of December. The later you go in the year, it seems like the better it gets. But this year, like, their board for the whole year was like a good day.
Yeah.
I mean, they hadn't killed that many ducks. I think the best blind was at like 12 ducks for the season.
I think it was 13 to be exact.
Yeah, and this was middle of December. Crazy. And I don't think Union County had done very good either. And normally they have more ducks than Horseshoe does.
Talked to a guy I work with. He went, not last weekend, the weekend before that.
Mm-hmm.
And they killed, they were killing their ducks. They killed a couple geese and killed their mallards and stuff. But, I mean, it's been slow.
Yeah.
Slow, slow.
That's one guy I know, they went to Union County a couple times and they had one good hunt, I think, where they killed, they might have limited them on mallards. But then the other three or four times they went, it was just like our hunt, basically. Didn't shoot anything. Didn't really even see anything. But that's how it's been. And that's one of those things, like, with deer hunting, you can go in and make, like, improvements to make next year better. Like, even if the weather is not great, you can still, if you have the right piece of ground or whatever, and you do the right things, you're still at least maybe going to have a chance.
And you're, like, deer ain't migrating deer, from,
you know, what I mean?
North Dakota and Canada.
Exactly. For duck hunting, though, like, even if you had private ground and you made, like, the best property you could make, unless we get the weather to push the birds down, like, you're sure you're going to have some locals, but it's not going to be a great year.
No, my friends learned that this year.
Yeah?
Had a guy, him and his brother bought some property just between Waltonville and Cesar there.
Mm-hmm.
And a little private ground, and they always talked, he talked it up big.
Right.
He was going, he's invited me out there to go. We end up not being able to, but he said, man, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible. They flood, I mean, they had flooded corn out there the whole bit. They spent a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have much to show for it. Not this year. I mean, next year could be totally different.
If we have the birds, it'd be dynamite. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't have the birds, if they haven't been pushed down, if they're not migrating, it's not like you have a big local herd like the deer, you know. Like, there's not just 1,000 ducks flying around all the time.
Let's just say I was thankful for deer season this year.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because most of the time you're ready to start hitting it pretty hard duck hunting by Thanksgiving.
Yeah, usually after first shotgun season, I try to kill my deer for the first shotgun mm-hmm. season or when duck season starts. And this year, it was not the case.
Right.
I was still deer hunting in December.
Well, that's part of the reason I haven't even been over to Missouri this year is because, like, man, do I want to drive 3 hours to go just sit there and talk?
Hopefully kill something.
Exactly. And it's not all about killing the ducks. I get that. But
no,
like,
but when you haven't killed them all year, you want
to. Exactly. It's hard to make a six-hour round trip.
I like to have my freezer full of duck breast for the summer to cook.
Yeah, right.
It's not the case this year.
Yeah, we usually have some, like, we'll freeze it up and we might fry it on New Year's Eve or for the Super Bowl or something. Yeah. That ain't happening this year.
No.
I guess there's still some chance for the Super Bowl, but.
Yeah, there's still a little
I'll have to get out and go. I don't even know. That's, again, though, I'm still in the same place. Like, do I really want to wake up and drive 3 hours for a day and not see ducks?
Yeah, it's been rough.
Yep. Hopefully next year will be better.
You know, what got me so excited this year is, you know, IDNR finally, you know, they got in there. They got food planted. And then we get no rain.
Mm-hmm.
And half the stuff they planted was not in water. And then by the time it got in water, there's no ducks.
Right.
There's nothing here. And you think, you know, you do everything right. And then Mother Nature just knocks you down.
Yep. And that can happen on the property management side, like with deer hunting, too. But like you're saying, with even in that circumstance, you can still have luck. But if she doesn't cooperate for the ducks, it ain't going to happen. And even just the no rain, like I'd go down here just a little bit south of us, kind of in between us, your house and my place. And there's some little duck ponds that on a wet year, I mean, you can go kill a couple ducks in a morning if they're around.
Yep.
And last year I tried that and they were dry, so I ain't even went down there and looked this year because there's no way they got water in them. Maybe now, but I doubt it. We still haven't had that much rain. I bet they're sitting there dry like they were last year. And there's pits and stuff around that I know guys have killed a few birds in, but still nothing like it should be.
No.
And like I said, I know Blake's had a few good hunts over there hunting But even those days have been good for this year, not like great days. I don't know. Do you guys have any days where you killed even a handful this year?
No. I mean, the times that I went, no. It's usually been just...
What did you guys kill, a couple that one day or three?
Yeah, three ducks.
Yeah.
Or two ducks and a goose in Canada.
That was your best day this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's terrible.
That's awful. Yeah.
I mean, I could sit here and just look back at days that we hunted, and they keep popping up on my, you know, my memories on Facebook, and I'm like, man, I wish.
Yep. Yep.
I wish.
One thing you could still do is go get you a goose hunt in on some Canada somewhere, find a field they're flying in, kill your, is it three now?
Yeah. It's been three Canadas, and then obviously, I don't know what it is right now. I have to look it up again for snows and stuff, but yeah. Soon that's going to change. It's just going to be nuisance season for them. Mm-hmm.
So that's they're still
a little wild.
Usually there's still some of those around. We do have local Canadas, seems like. If you know where they're landing to feed, you can get on them a little bit. But
I know where quite a few are right here.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I keep threatening to go bow hunt some of them.
Yeah, they're not too far away.
Nope. Did I send you that Snapchat I had them?
You did.
In my backyard?
Yeah.
I'm just on the wrong side of the ditch, or I probably could have flung an arrow at them. They were probably 100 yards where they were. Yeah. It was the same group of birds. It wasn't all of them, but probably half that group that flies around back there.
A lot of locals that come through here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could go sit in that fence row and bow hunt them.
That'd be cool.
For sure on one side, because I know who...
What's the arrows that have all the big fletchings on them?
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. I saw a bunch of those this week at the ATA, though. I just shouldn't say a bunch. I saw a couple booths that had them. They were interesting.
Yeah, they got like the... It's like the big feathers, the big fletches.
Yeah, and they got space in between them. It's not even like true fletch, you know.
It's supposed to, I guess, slow the arrow down.
Yeah, and make it easier to see, maybe. I don't know. It definitely slows it down.
I've seen some YouTube videos of guys shooting them out of the air. And
that's what they use those for. I'm thinking I'll just let them land and then shoot them like that. Do you have Canada decoys?
Yeah.
Like field decoys?
Oh, no, none of those.
Floaters?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we can make them field decoys, but. Yeah. We need to get ours going.
Yeah, we do. That's another thing. We've been kind
of
slacking.
If we
on.
Could get some of those Canadas in and go out there and set them up, we could probably kill a couple.
That'd be a cool video.
It would. Is there...
But our luck, they wouldn't show back up.
That's true. Probably not. I'll have to keep an eye on them, keep them scouting.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, though. Like Heartland Bowhunter, they do a goose... used to do a goose hunt every year, like where they'd do Canadas... bow hunt them. I don't know if they still do that at the end of the season or not, but
I don't know. That'd be pretty neat to watch. I'll have to look up that.
Oh, yeah. They just let them land in the decoys and then pick them out and shoot them. They all get together. It's a cool end of the season kind of thing.
Yeah.
It'd be fun for us to do. We would definitely video it.
That would be neat.
So we'll have to see about that. And we need to see about the finishing touches on our decoys, and then maybe we could get a dozen or so or
yeah,
two dozen in and set them up and just...
I think this year was just kind of a feeler to see where
we kind of got the name out there a little bit, too. So that's good. So there'll be some people that are looking for them. Matter of fact, I need to get a hold of that one guy and see what he's thinking. The one from Tennessee. I think it was Tennessee. Isn't that what I was telling you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
maybe go down there and get some sent to him and
see what
he likes. It's worth a shot.
Yeah. I got his number somewhere. I'll have to text him. Because it's getting about that time now. That was back in August. I was like, man.
I forgot all about you.
Yeah, probably did. That's fine. I gave him a t-shirt, so.
Yeah. He'll remember that.
That's right. That's something else we were just talking about earlier is having some apparel coming in for the waterfowl stuff.
Yeah.
So if these hats work out like I want them to, then we can do some waterfowl apparel and I get it put on the website.
Get the ball rolling on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we didn't expect to have the season we did, and then you started your fall pursuit show.
Yeah, that took a ton of time this year.
And obviously, family comes first over everything. So,
I think
this ain't my full time job,
right? I think the fall pursuit will be better next year because we'll have experience doing it. Like a big part of that this year was just not doing it before,
trial and error, feeling things out,
and working through it. So that shouldn't be as bad next year. Well, as far as that goes, but we'll see.
Now, if we can get some ducks down here, maybe get a few videos of that.
Oh, I would absolutely like to do some duck hunting videos.
That'd be
just some extra content for the YouTube channel.
Wonder if that would be a little bit more difficult. I imagine it. I don't know.
I think filming ducks would be difficult. And you would absolutely, I think, have to have a point-of-view camera for that.
Point-of-view cameras, a lot of people use, like, just GoPros. They'll set them up
mm-hmm.
behind them just to get the video of the ducks, yep. you know, dumping in. Or
mm-hmm. Which I have the GoPro, so I could do that.
A lot of people do the shot cam things.
Yeah, the Tacticam has a cool shotgun-mounted camera that they use.
Has like the little red dot.
Like all the dive bomb videos. They've got that in there. It looks pretty cool.
Then they slow-mo it.
I'm not saying that our videos will be dive bomb quality.
No,
but
no.
We also don't have, the cameras we have are not that. Actually, I think they have a slow-mo mode on them. I've never tried it, but I know like when they're normal shooting, it's like 60 frames a second, so you can't really slow it down too great.
Yeah.
Or it gets choppy.
I've got my first GoPro for Christmas this year, so.
There we go. So cool. We have two extra cameras.
Yeah. Yep. Got two batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Came with the whole kit.
Mm-hmm.
Then they sent me a link because I put the warranty on it. They sent me a link, and they said if I fill out the survey, they'll give me, like, a free accessory kit.
Heck, yeah.
So I'm waiting on the email to come back. I just put it in today.
Yeah.
To do the survey.
There you go.
I don't know if it was maybe a thing for them to take my email. We'll find out.
Right. There's surely a way we could mount one of those on a gun.
Yeah, I mean, there's kits.
You could even mount it back there. I've got this one mount for it that is like a wire inside of a rubber casing, basically. So, like, I can wrap it around a tree limb or whatever.
Yeah. Does that have, like, three legs?
Or this one doesn't. Like, it's just one, but some of them do. But I could even, you'd even just wrap that around, like, right above your thumb on the stock and have it out to the side. That way it wasn't in your way. I don't think it would track okay. Let's try it. Not to mess around with it. I haven't even shot clay pigeons this year, so if I get to doing that, I'll get the GoPro out and see what works.
And, you know, everybody sits here and talks about how great of a shot they are. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't practice, I am the true believer in that because I'm at fault for that.
Mm, right.
I don't know how many times this year the few ducks I had come in, I would miss
mm-hmm.
and miss. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? So, well, you don't get out and practice.
Yeah.
How many ducks have I had decoy this year? A handful.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that do, you either hit, it's bad.
Right.
Bad, bad.
Right. That's another thing I'm worried about. It's like, even when I go, I'm probably not going to be able to hit anything because I haven't even shot my gun this year.
I'm thankful I didn't have to spend a bunch of money on ammo. But
that's true.
At the same time, I'm like, man, I wish I did.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had to.
That's kind of a problem you want to have.
Yeah, but I started the season with, I think, like 200 rounds, and mm-hmm. I have 170.
I've still got a case.
Maybe shot my gun 30 times this year.
Yeah, I haven't shot, at all. I mean, since last winter.
That's a little rough.
Yeah. It would be rough if I got anything to shoot at anyway, but you got anything else you want to wrap up for this one?
No.
I guess we'll probably try to do, if we can do another one, even if it's after a season, we'll do that, and then just to look ahead to next year. But we'll probably wrap up the Waterfowl Wednesdays and just save them for when the season's going on. If we happen to do a goose hunt or something, or like if you get to go or I get to go on a goose hunt or something, even, then we could come in and do another one, just talk about that.
Or if we get any guests on the show, we talked about doing that, but we,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, I messaged my buddy and haven't got back with me yet, so
yeah.
Which it was kind of last minute, I'm not gonna lie.
And we'll definitely have that set up for next year too. I'll try to get a schedule built out for guests like I do on the other podcast, which I need to do this week. But I'll try
a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah. I'll try to see if we can get some guys lined up like as next year gets closer, and then we'll just say, hey, can you do it this night or whatever, and then we'll have them lined out.
Cool.
That's what we can look forward to. We'll have, if we do anything with the decoys, we'll put info up on that. Hopefully I'll have them on the website sometime because I'm about to hit between like winter being busy with deer season and before I start taxidermy. So I might get some free time to do that I get fall pursuit wrapped up.
I'll say if we don't get on it right away, obviously any time before the season starts would be ideal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to get them at some shows and stuff, too, so people can see them.
Yeah.
Look at them, hold them and all that stuff. So, anyway, we'll have any info on that stuff if we get it rolling. I'll make sure and post all that, but I'll let everybody know where they can find it. So
sounds good to me.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we've actually had pretty good numbers for these Waterfowl Wednesdays, so I'm happy to see that people are liking them. And cool. We appreciate you guys tuning into these. Hopefully, we'll be a little more consistent come next season.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, look for another one. If we can, we'll have it out. But if not, this will be the last one. And again, just thanks, guys. So this is our first year doing the waterfowl stuff. And I think it was a good kind of soft opening, for lack of a better term, for us to do this. So.
We're learning just with you guys.
So. Yep. We'll do more podcasts next year. Like I said, we'll do the apparel. We'll have some decoys out and stuff like that. So it's going to be a big year, hopefully.
Yep, stay tuned.
Yep. See you guys.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.